West Georgia's first news for your Friday from the News Talk 1330, FM 106.3 Newsroom. The Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park Association and American Legion Post 143 conducting their annual Memorial Day ceremony on Saturday to honor veterans of all wars who gave their lives in service to our nation. Organizers making some changes to this year's setup, taking safety precautions and allowing for social distancing. Co-organizer Don Levins.
There'll be no bleachers. The parking lot in front of the podium will be marked off in semicircles 6 feet apart. People will be asked to bring their own chairs and sit in family units 6 feet apart. All participants will maintain a 6-foot separation. There will be no restrooms provided. Masks are encouraged. Handshakes are discouraged. Salutes are welcome.
This year's event recognizing the 75th anniversary of VE Day, the end of World War II in Europe. Park Association President Barry Gardner.
10:30, the music starts with Terry Lowry. 11 o'clock is when the program begins. There'll be the meaningful laying of the wreath, honoring the veterans. We'll all have the sing-along at the end there of God Bless America, which is always great to stand up and just belt out what this country really means to you. It'll be over by noon.
And for those who cannot make it out to Saturday's ceremony, News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 will air the program in its entirety beginning at 10:30. Also, Chief Videographer Joel Brock will live stream the ceremony via the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. Well, about 4 years after the project was initiated, drivers using Connors Road in Villa Rica now know when a train is blocking the end of the long stretch before they decide to turn down the road. For years, when drivers used the shortcut only to find out yards away that a train was blocking the intersection, they either waited the train out or they turned around in the road and headed back from where they came. Now, a new signal has been installed warning drivers a train is stopped before they do turn down that road. Mayor Gil McDougall this week said having the sign up is a big comfort to local drivers. And more importantly, emergency responders can feel comfortable using Connors Road as a shortcut again.
I recall one time personally seeing an ambulance that was in service, lights going, sirens going, got down that road and realized the train was sitting still on the tracks and had to do a U-turn from there and was not colliding with other vehicles, but they were having to dodge other vehicles that were doing the same thing. So we knew we had a problem that we needed to address.
The alert signal is visible to drivers overhead the traffic lights at the intersection of Connors Road and Mirror Lake Boulevard. Well, work on a Harrelson County bridge that was severely damaged by spring flooding is set to begin next week. County officials say a portion of the underside of the Winters Road Bridge was washed out a few months back. They say the bridge being out has affected local businesses and hampered local residents' ability to navigate the area. This project will be funded using both state and county funds and should be completed by the middle of June 2020. Tanner Medical Center in Carrollton planning to convert at least 6 of its current ICU rooms to negative pressure rooms to better control the spread of airborne infectious diseases like the novel coronavirus 2019, as well as influenza, tuberculosis, and others. Currently, only 2 of the unit's 12 rooms are designed for negative pressure. Those rooms use specialized HVAC systems to pull air into the room from the hospital, keeping respiratory droplets from leaving the patient's room. The HVAC systems filter the air in the room and release it outside. The facility had converted its 4 East inpatient unit to negative pressure back in March to prepare for a surge of COVID-19 patients. The conversion gave the hospital 32 additional negative pressure rooms. The hospital also has negative pressure rooms in its emergency department to treat and test suspected infectious cases. District 18 State Rep Kevin Cook of Carrollton picking up a big endorsement this week in his campaign for the 14th District Congressional race. Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan throwing his support behind Cook. Duncan stated, "I served with Kevin in the Georgia House of Representatives, where I got to see firsthand that he was a conservative fighter with integrity matched by few. Kevin is an unabashed conservative, protecting the unborn, defending our Second Amendment rights, and fighting for our Georgia conservative values." For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Also, be sure and like the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.